Well, hello and good afternoon to everyone.
Radio.
Well, hello and good afternoon to everyone. I'm so glad that you all are able to join us today. We have some wonderful news, some things that have been going on just recently, and I think that it's an indication. I truly do think that it's an indication of what's to come, here in the United States. So I'm sure that you've probably already heard by now that currently, what's going on in places like Germany? What's going on in places like, I don't know, India? These things are catastrophic at best. So what I'd like to do is I would like to just dig right in to what's going on in Maharashtra. That's in India. The Aurangabad collector there has decided that if you don't have your injection, then you're not going to be able to go into a store. You're not going to be able to do anything. The collector's decision is aimed at improving the vaccination drive in their district, where only 55% of the eligible people have received one shot. So in the notification that was issued on Tuesday, the collector has mandated workers at hotels, restaurants, shops, and tourist places to be fully vaccinated, according to the Hindustan Times. The collector has written to the Treasury office and requested them to get this. Stop the presses. Don't pay anybody anything. Stop paying salaries and fund sanctions of employees who've not taken their first dose of the vaccine. Huh. Well. That's a pretty creepy thing when you consider it. I don't think that it's cool at all, but we'll just have to take a look. So I see a caller from 804. Hello and good afternoon to you.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. What do you think about that?
Well, I just got on. You come on Nevada, right?
No. What I was just talking about that's going on right now in the country of India, and I said that, you know, India looks as if it's a pretty good indication of where we're going. So what they're doing in India is they've decided that if you do not have the jab, that you're not going to be able to go into restaurants. You're not going to be able to do anything. So listen to this. In Aurangabad, there is a collector named Sunil Shavin. As a matter of fact, he just received a very nice reward they just gave him. They just gave him some big award, he and his wife. But there is a collector there, and his decision, he has decided that if you do not have the vaccination, that you're not going to be able to do anything. So listen to this and tell me what you think. The collector's decision is aimed at improving the vaccination drive in the district where only 55% of the eligible people have received one shot. And in the notification that he sent out there in India on Tuesday, the collector has mandated workers at hotels, resorts, and shops. I hear something in the background. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to mute you right quick, caller, okay, just so that we can hear this. Just a second. All right, are you there? Okay, I think you're still here, but that's good. So here's what he's saying. What he's saying is if you've not got your jab, then not only are you not going to be able to go into hotels, resorts, and shops, that even the tourists that come in are not going to be able to go in. He's also stated that if you've not had it, you're not going to be able to buy your groceries. You're not going to be able to get gas or, in their case, petrol. So now this is pretty steep. However, just yesterday, we're going to stick with this story, but just to get your palate wet, just yesterday, it was announced that Angela Merkel, who is now the outgoing person there in Germany, has now decided that she and the incoming cat have put forth to the parliament a request to make sure that they've mandated everyone take the shot. So now the reason why we're talking about what's going on in India primarily is because what goes on over there generally will then trickle here. I mean, we've got the majority of their people here. So with that said, I'm going to, I'm just going to ask you, what do you think about that?
They get time to stand up. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in other words, I look at it like this. Get ready for the ride of your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that is very, very, that's very draconian. And
yes.
I know in Nevada they said that they're going to give a surcharge to the unvaccinated, but I haven't looked at India's weapons laws in a while, but hey, look.
Well, they don't have any like weapons laws.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not fighting back anytime soon. I think that's a clear indication, right? I mean, I don't see any of them running around with any weapons. Have you ever seen that?
No.
No, I don't believe they have the type of weaponry that we have. One other important thing that I want to comment on here is the fact, and I want to get you know what you have to say on this. They have the ability to stop paychecks because they have a card that they are just now. I'm gonna spoil some stuff here because I'm on so many platforms. I don't want to spoil it, but they have an actual card right now that they're considering for the United States. I'm going to put that on another shelf and I'm not going to talk about it, but there is a card that they use there. And in India, everything that pertains to you is on this card, including one's recent vaccinations. So they have now decided that, hey, you know what? Here's the deal. If you don't play it our way, we have given indication to everybody that you're not going to get your paycheck. So the collector has written the Treasury officer requesting him to stop salaries and fund sanctions of employees who have not yet taken the first dose of the vaccine. The Aurangabad administration also banned unvaccinated tourists at historic sites. Okay? And the unvaccinated citizens will not be allowed to undertake any interstate or intrastate travel by public transportation or by private vehicles. Now, that came from one of their local news authorities there in India. And they said that this is to increase the speed of vaccinations in the districts. So I see a caller here from 231-307, 231-307. I want to remind everybody also, as we go into this next caller, just as some house rules here, everybody's opinion here is welcome, except when you start cussing and fussing and going off. I mean, you can say words. We're not afraid of words, but we're just not going to attack anyone here. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. I hope that makes sense. So let's go on ahead and pick up caller 231-307. Caller, hello. What's your name and what do you have to say?
Yeah, my name's Joe. I came here because I saw the tagline of current events. And before you picked up, I was listening to you. It seems to me you're talking about vaccines. So are you talking about whether or not vaccines should be mandated, or are you saying that they shouldn't be mandated?
Well, you know, Joe, here's what I feel. I feel that you should do whatever you want with your body. That's what I feel. I feel if you want to take it, go ahead and take it. If you choose not to take it, then that should be your choice. I do feel like if you're not going to take it, that you should use some precautions and take care of yourself and take care of those around you, because this thing is out here and it could definitely get you sick. And if you're around the wrong people, they can get ill too. But I just feel like with India deciding now that you're not even going to be able to get gas if you don't do it. Now, mind you, this is a very small town there in India, Joe. In Aurangabad, that particular town is an agricultural town. So it's a very small town, you know, relative to the size of India, right, and its population. But they've just decided, hey, listen, we've only got 55% of our people vaccinated. And the way to make this happen and the way to get over and get it done is to make sure that everybody understands you're not going to be able to go into any restaurant. You're not going to be able to buy your food. You're not going to be able to get your medication. You won't be able to travel interstate or interstate via public or private transportation. What do you think about that?
Well, here's where I am. Here are my thoughts on that. Well, not specifically that. Before I get to that, I want to get to the very basic foundation of whether or not the state, any state, has the right to mandate if people can take a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use the Alan Dershowitz argument, which I think makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
If, for example, the vaccine was necessary in order for people to protect their own lives,
mm-hmm.
just their lives, and if you took the vaccine, that you weren't going to transmit it to other people,
mm-hmm.
then you had the right to not take the vaccine because it's your body, and the state
mm-hmm.
cannot come in and tell you what to do with your body.
However, mm-hmm.
if you were in danger, if you caught COVID, and you were transmitting it, and you endangered other people, which is what supposedly is happening here,
mm-hmm.
then the state does have the right to come in and say, hey, Joe, you have to take the vaccine because even though you don't care about your life, which is cool, but if by not taking the vaccine you can actually create damage and harm somebody else,
mm-hmm.
you have to take the vaccine. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a matter of across the board of, well, it's my body and I'll do whatever I want. No.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't forget, there used to be Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
And suppose the state didn't come in and say, hey, Typhoid Mary, come over here. Okay?
Absolutely.
You can't go walking around. You can't go walking around just giving everybody typhoid. So I use the Alan Dershowitz argument but I also think this is where the conspiracy theory in me comes out. These vaccines don't work. It's already been shown, even by the CDC and the NIH, that even if you catch the vaccine, if you take the vaccine, you can still catch it and you can still transmit it. So what's the use of having the vaccine?
That's a good point. That's a good point. So let me ask you this with that thought process. If that's the case, I have a question. Why do you think that they're pushing it so hard with
I'm glad you asked.
Stats? Yeah.
I am so glad you asked because that's the conspiracy, so-called conspiracy theory in me, theorist in me. It's
mm-hmm.
because there is a cabal. There's the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds have been around for centuries, not decades, centuries, doing their Mastery of the Universe Act. They have controlled a large portion of the world, if not the entire world, for a long time because they started the international banking industry.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to go to the banks in order to get money. They are therefore influenced by the banks and the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, maybe even the Waltons. There's some other families that own the world. They own the government. They have bought and paid for the various governments throughout the world, throughout the centuries. And the Church Committee back, I think, in 1955, they already revealed the 13 planks of the Communist Manifesto, which was to infect the world, in particular the United States, because we're the crown jewel, trying to get our children, trying to get the educational system to conform to the Marxist-Leninist philosophy. In other words, instead of me being long-winded, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and the rest, they're trying to control the world so that they can exterminate people. This vaccine, if people think the vaccine is safe, it isn't. Their intention is to depopulate the planet on a very concerted, concentrated effort. And people think, well, that can't be done. It can be done because people are very, very easily corruptible. I don't think anybody can disagree that our politicians, and a lot of people say, well, it can't happen here. This is the United States. Our politicians are corrupt bastards and bitches. So that's my philosophy.
I like it. I like it. I do. I appreciate that because you're being candid and honest. And then let me just ask you this. Right now, with everything that's going on in the United States, do you see a way out? And if so, what is this? I mean, what is going on here? I mean, it feels like everybody's feeling as if, I'm hearing people say that they feel like they're being closed in on every side, Joe. What is the answer?
Well, that's another good question, because I've had this discussion with people before. To me, people who just say no to perform noncompliance, they're going to get their heads busted. I don't know what the solution may be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's just a bunch of people going out in the street and protesting. Years ago,
mm-hmm.
that
hasn't
worked because it doesn't work now. Because if you protest, how about taking into account the airline industry, and what's the other industry too? There's a few of them now that they're firing. Oh yeah, our military, they're firing private employees, and they're discharging the military if they don't take the vaccine. That's part of the collapse mentality. If you do not have people serving in the military who are good soldiers, if you don't have employees working for the companies are going to collapse. The economy is going to collapse. The military is going to collapse. And that is what the cabal want. They already have not just billions of dollars, they have trillions of dollars in their coffers. They've been doing this for centuries. So they own private islands. They even have private, I don't know if it's atomic submarines, but I think they may be. They have their own private submarines. They've got their own private fallout shelters against nuclear war. They're well prepared for what's going on. We're not. So the solution is, I don't know. I wish I did know. I wish somebody who was more creative than I could come up with a solution.
I appreciate you. Oh, are you going to stay on the line? Because we've got a couple of other callers, and I'd love to have you chime
sure.
in.
Oh, sure. I'm glad to.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah.
Great.
I'll put myself on mute so I don't interfere until I – okay.
All right. So we've got also a caller. That was a very good, very good insight, folks. I mean, I hope that you guys appreciate that. It sounds like just like you or me or anybody else, it's just got just had a few thoughts in our mind that we don't understand, but yet he's done some research and he's come up with a few aha moments of people who just might be in the know of why things are going the way they are. We have a caller from 210-966. Hello, how are you? Would you like to say something? Caller 210-966, you're live on the air if you'd like to chat with us. Okay. Now, I want to ask
me?
You. Yeah, that's you.
210-966.
Okay. Did you
have
something
to say? I didn't hear the 29. Okay. What I would like to say is we all see what's going on. They tried to blame Trump for the dictatorship, but we all see who's under the dictatorship. This is Biden and his regime. So now, basically, we're at a standpoint, even when you look at it biblically, we got to stand up and fight. It is no more about money. The money didn't mean anything. And so now this is what the people are starting to realize. If you take away the money, you take away my ability to make money so I can go and, travel so I can make money or so I could go buy food, I could buy clothes. You're doing what? You're making it to where, hey, I gotta fight. So I got to fight for my survival. So since I got to fight for my survival, who is my enemy? Well, my enemy is the one that's calling himself trying to dictate to me I can't work, I can't sell my goods to, because I don't have this vaccination, so I can't sell my goods to whoever it is I want to sell my goods to. So thus, how am I supposed to make money? What am I supposed to do? So thus, we're at the standpoint where they see biblically we are standing up. They see that they know who we are biblically. So they're prepared to fight us to try to see how many of us can they take off so that way they can get the rest of the people to submit. That's all they've ever done. But they don't know this go around is do or die. Everybody got to die.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we not coming together, we not putting this paperwork and things like this together to honor who we are as a people, because when you look at us culturally, you see who we are. You got the Hebrew Israelites, then you got Parakon and all of them. You know, you got these people, they're calling themselves Levites. You got the other ones calling themselves Judah. But where is Benjamin? But see, Benjamin, he's the one, he's quiet. Benjamin got more to say than anybody because Benjamin has been over here longer. But Benjamin has got caught up in the whole fact that, you know, when you look at these gay men and when you look at these gay women, they're giving up their birthright. So if you're giving up your birthright, you're just doing whatever. We're living like beasts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they're bringing us to. We're going to live like beasts.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And all that.
You
Go
sound
ahead.
Like you may be able to answer this for me. Let me ask you a quick question, because right now the topic that we were looking at, as you already know, and you've been very, very vocal on it. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to let me know what you think about this. Right now in the world, it doesn't matter what shade of brown you are. And I say shade of brown because I've been in makeup and skincare and cosmetologist for years, and I know that all color comes from the darkest to the lightest. If you're looking at a color wheel, you can only make, you know, there's only three primary colors. None of them are black and none of them are brown. They're blue, red, and green. So all the colors comes from that. Having said that, looking at the topic with India preventing people from going in, shopping, buying, even getting gas or petrol or whatever, and even traveling, as you said, you know, you can't travel back and forth to make your money. This seems to be, unlike it was with the, say, for example, the slaves of the Hebrews or the slaves of the United States, you know, the so-called black folks, this is a worldwide thing. So do you think that right now we would possibly fare? Can, let me ask you something. Is there power in numbers as far as getting this thing cleared up with everybody uniting, or should we still have those little, like little villages, or should we all just say if we've got – the same mind, let's go forth together to get this accomplished? Is that an okay mindset to have?
Yes, that's where we're supposed to be. Because no matter what, it tells us we have to separate ourselves from these people. So right now, they're separating. This is what's doing. So, okay, so now that we're separating, okay, then Who are we? No matter what it is, when we separate ourselves, we are still Benjamin, Jew, Levi.
Oh, okay.
Because
I see what you're saying.
The culture is in us. You know.
I see.
So thus, we got to stand up and to identify that. Okay, this is how I live. When I'm looking at it biblically, when I'm looking at it spiritually, this is how I live. Okay, so Benjamin resonates with me. You know, I got all the curses of Benjamin. So thus, what do I got to do to change this? Come back, bring it back, and then flip it, and then, you know, we all come together. So we got to understand the spiritual warfare before we get to the physical, because the physical is going to take mental and, you know, that strength to overcome. So
well, I think Joe wants to chime in.
Too.
Joe wants to chime in. Joe, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to answer that particular question. It would be nice if all of us could unite in order to stand up against the state. Now, in India, they won't be able to do it well. And in other states, other countries such as Australia, they're not going to be able to do it because they don't have guns. Here in America, there are more guns than there are people, luckily. But in the other countries, it would be nice if all of us could stand up and say no, and that would mean something, because if they have the guns, it could mean maybe something. But then they would just pull out the military with the tanks and the helicopters, et cetera. They just mow people down, just like what would happen here. People should do it anyway. But the mere fact that Angela Merkel and India and us in Australia – all of these nation states are conspiring to put this vaccine onto people and saying and using the model of the Chinese social credit system by letting everybody know if you don't get vaccinated, you can't go to a supermarket to buy food, you will be fired from your job, and what's going to come down the pike, I predict, is that they're going to take away people's bank accounts just like that. If you don't comply, your checking account, your savings account is going to be frozen.
That's why they want the digital currency. I agree. So now you are aware then, everybody here that's listening, that there's a $600 cap that the Biden administration has requested banks to let them know if you peek over that. At any given time, your name is going through a database. So right along with what you're saying, Joe, I think you're really onto something, because it is apparent that they want to know what's in your bank account so that they can control it. It's a beta test of sorts. If we can control how much is in there, then we can definitely just stop everything altogether. Victor, I see that you're on the call. Would you like to chime in?
Yeah, how you doing, Felicia?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'm so glad that you were able to join us today.
Yeah, I almost forgot about you. Is there too much background noise?
Not at all. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, well, the last gentleman that just spoke, I completely agree. I won't say that this particular shot is the mark of the beast, but it certainly is a forerunner. It's a type and shadow of what the mark of the beast will probably look like. And we're rapidly moving in that direction, and it is about satanic global control. And if people don't understand that this is spiritual more so than it is racial, because race is just a small symptom of the much larger and greater problem, which is a spiritual problem. And if we're not willing to deal with this thing from a spiritual perspective, you know, which of course the scriptures say in the latter times, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And we already see pastors who have told their congregation members that, you know, you can't come to church if you're not vaccinated, or I hate using that phrase vaccinated, but if you haven't taken this shot, you know, this is horrible to see. By the same token, it's the worst of times, but it's the greatest of time, because what we're seeing is biblical prophecy being played out right before our very eyes.
Oh, that's really good. Let me ask you a question. I want to play devil's advocate. You know that I always do. Would you concur that this is about race and that it is an attack on race, the human race, because we are just one race, but we do have different ethnicities? So would you concur that this is most assuredly about race?
Well, from that perspective, absolutely, the human race. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it is. But I'm
because,
speaking more specifically
mm-hmm. right,
of black
right.
and white, Hispanic,
right.
Oriental, because we get caught up in these battles.
Yes, we do.
Oh, these white folks this and these white folks that. No, you know, the devil has many followers, some
mm-hmm.
willingly and some unwillingly. And so we got to recognize it for what it really is. You know, many people are being deceived, and many people will continuously be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, you know, we got to watch as well as pray. And this is
mm-hmm.
an hour of, you know, I think if this nation is going to be saved, you know, from this satanic world order, it is those of us of faith who believe in our Heavenly Father, who believe in His Word, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If He's going to tarry, then it's up to us to stand firm and to ring out His Word so that people would be drawn unto Him, so that, you know, so that we get, that we eventually overcome this. Now, I understand,
mm-hmm.
it's going to happen because it's biblical prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just afraid that we're probably at the end here.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, this is the second or third time this week specifically that I've heard someone say, hey, you know what, I believe this is a forerunner. I don't believe that this is the actual mark. Does everybody, I'm sure everybody here may or may not, since we're going to go biblical on this, I want to ask a question. I'm sure everybody remembers the story of Samson and Delilah. There were three things that Samson was told that he was not supposed to do. I use the juxtaposition of Samson only because of the three components. So there was a system that he was supposed to dwell within, and he didn't do that. But if you remember, he did the first thing, which was he wasn't supposed to touch any dead thing. He wasn't supposed to go over to the other side and deal with those women and the other places because it would make him cause, it would cause him to have fornication. And fornication means to serve another god. That's really what that word means in that term there.
Spiritual
and then
you talk about spiritual fornication.
Well, it's fornication is to serve another god. As you remember, in the Bible, I believe it's the Old Testament. I know it's the Old Testament, where Yah was actually saying that Israel had served so many other gods that she now had a whore's forehead. Her fornication was so great, is what the scripture says. So now, he wasn't supposed to go to the other women because they would lead him away. He was not supposed to touch any dead thing. And he was not supposed to finally cut his hair, okay, because he was in the lineage of a Levite, of, you know, of all that good stuff. Okay, so here's the deal. On his way in to see the women that he had already seen once before, nothing happened. He went in to see the women another day, and he had a fight with a lion and cut and tore the lion asunder, killed it. Went in to see the women, had his fun time, spent all of his money, you know, kicked it real good. But on his way back from that town, he actually walked over to the lion that he had killed, and a honeycomb, bees had begun to create a honeycomb there. He put his hand down inside of that dead thing, and he took that honeycomb, and he took the honey out of it, and he ate from it. And after his belly was full, he got back on his journey and went back into his house and to his own way, and nothing happened. So by the third time, he went on past and went back and started dealing with the women, especially Delilah. He had a Jones for her. He released what the secret was, that he wasn't to cut his hair. But there were three things that he wasn't supposed to do. Now, the first time, nothing happened. Second time, with the animal, nothing happened. Third time, took all of his power because it was a three-part portion. I have always likened the mark to that three-part portion because it's a way of life. It's a mindset, and not only is it a mindset or a way of life, but it's also having so much pride that because the first two things did nothing to him, he then did the third and gave up the last portion of it. So this is what I want to ask you. Could it be that this shot is the mark of the beast because it has a system surrounding it with several moving parts? Could it be? Victor, that's to you.
Well, yeah. Well, it could possibly be. The only thing, the reason why I say it's not is simply because the mark of the beast will come at the 3.5 period. After the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, where we know the Antichrist is going to go into the temple, just before he goes into the temple, this system will be set up, and I mean it could very well be. I just think that we're still in this dispensation between the 69th. And 70th week of Daniel. Oops, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
And so I think that there's a 7-year period coming up that will culminate with a tribulation period where the beast system will be set up that will ultimately tell people you have to take this or this is what's going to happen. And I think at that point in time, you're going to have a lot of people on the globe that will go along with it. They will turn in family members. It's just going to be a horrible time. So, I mean, you make a very good point, and, you know, and it's a very valid point. So, you know, I mean, it's very possible. I don't throw anything out the window, because these are the times we're living in. Scripture told us these times were coming. So I'm not surprised by it. I just have a different biblical view about the end times and the 3.5-year tribulation period.
So the three and a half year tribulation period that Victor is speaking of is once this ruler comes into place, the first 3.5 years of his reign is all gravy. And then the second 3.5 years of his reign is complete and utter chaos.
Exactly.
I want to submit one thing to you. And I have not said this to many people, but I'm going to say this here. And I've got the proof and the documents to back this up. Trust and believe, anyone on the panel, that if I have something to say, you can believe. I got at least a couple of 2 or 3 pieces of paper to back it up. Right during the time where the outgoing president was in that limbo stage, where it was sort of quiet and nobody really knew why, there was some form of indoctrination that he allegedly, and I say allegedly because I don't have to show it to you here in this setting, that he allegedly agreed to become a part of an organization that's higher than anything we've even heard about, even to what Mr. Joe mentioned, and that they indoctrinated him into this program. And I attempted to look into the program, and when I went to the website, COI, with a COI mindset, I went to this website, and when I got into this website, it was like I literally walked into another world, and I immediately, once I saw the pictures of all the people who had been joined in this particular organization, and I haven't been able to go back since, I backed out of that website. Because I said, OMG, I don't know who posted this, and I don't know whether they posted it just to simply say, we told you. But they did it, and it was done strategically. When I went in and I saw who else was a part of this organization, I backed up immediately. The crest of this organization sort of intrigued me. And as a historic person, a historian, when I saw that crest, I thought, huh. This has to be real, because who would think to take this much time to create this crest and put it on? Who would make this crest and put it up there like that? So anyway, long story short, it said that he was the 45th and last president. The first 3.5 years would be the time frame that he was literally in office, if you consider the way that they make the vote and cutoff period. The second half would be...
That's right. Dick Gregory said that.
Okay, the second half would be what we're going into now. Now, mind you, I've only, and just to have proof of this, I told 2 other people, and I sent it to 2 other people, so that nobody would say I was cuckoo, okay? And I want to tell you that if that is the case, and it doesn't have to be the case, but if it's the case, would you agree that this might be the mark? I want to thank everybody for being here. It's what's happening now. Hold on just a second. There are so many things that are happening over the past few weeks. We just wanted to watch and see them as they unfold. Today we're talking about the fact that India has decided that they are not going to allow anybody to buy anything. They can't travel interstate or intrastate. They can't go from place to place, and they can't even travel around their community unless they have this thing. Now they've got the Omicron variant, and that Omicron variant has a unique name to it as well. They skipped a couple of letters and went straight to this one. But with that, I want to welcome one of our other guests here has his hand up. And Joe, let's see, do you follow me on YouTube by chance?
No.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is going ahead, and I'm not even going to give the name of that website. You know why I'm not? Because I know that it's a real deal. I know that that website is a real deal, and I sent it to two other people so that I would have a witness on this planet. And I'm going to tell you that it was rather creepy. Again, though, Joe, what I'm going to say is they probably released it not knowing how many people were going to see it, because they've got to let you know what they're doing, right? So they probably just threw it out there thinking, let's just see how many people are going to see it. And I happen to be the goofball that saw it, probably with a bevy of others. But it had his photo there, and it indoctrinated him, and it said, you know, we welcome him into this organization. And then after they said that they welcomed him into the organization, they went ahead and they, you know, had this little website there, and the language was in Latin. And once I saw that, that plus the crest of the organization intrigued me. Again, being a person who likes, you know, different historical pieces, and being a historian of sorts, I was just intrigued. But I do see I've got one hand up from 714603.
Yeah,
good afternoon.
It'd be nice for us to know it, though. It'd be nice for us
would.
To know. So we
can How's everybody doing?
Good afternoon, Joe. Well, hello and good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you. So what do you think about India deciding that if you don't have this particular situation, you're not going to be able to buy anything, eat anything, go to the store, get any gas, do anything? So basically, you're going to roll up in a corner and die. Don't forget, India is one of the countries that actually have a card that has everything on it. And one of their flaws with this particular card was the fact that it wasn't working for some of the poorest people in their nation. 714-603, what say you?
Some Mark of the Beast type stuff. I don't know directly if it is, but I mean, it definitely has that language with it. But, you know, they're definitely all about control, it sounds like to me. You know, it's all about who's paying these people, though, you know what I mean? So, and India, I know, has a closer knit relationship to the U.S. than Pakistan does. So I know Pakistan is Muslim, and I don't think India really is. So I think certain parts might be Muslim, but they're not really pushing the Muslim like Pakistan is. So that's a disconnect right there. But they, have close-knit relationships with the U.S., so we got to look at that and, look at the money trail and see where the money goes with that one, because they're definitely trying to push it a little bit tougher than America's pushing it, and that lets you know, too, that, you know what I'm saying, that America or other Western states might try, or I'm not saying India is a Western state, but I'm saying Western societies are going to try to push this same thing, too, soon. So it's just, it's all about follow the leader and follow the money.
Follow the leader and follow the money. That was a good message. I don't think you can put it any plainer than that. Well, now the lines are all open, and we can respectively have a conversation and a chat among ourselves. We've got about an hour left into this chat, and there's a few other topics that we're going to throw into the middle of the bullpen. For those folks who do not follow me on a social media platform, it's going to be pretty hard for me to share with you the information, but I will definitely try to do so if there's a way. I do have your numbers, so if there's a way I can send it to you, I will definitely do that. Now, I also want to say that there is now a rule that has been put in place in Greece. And in Greece, they've said that if you are 60 years of age or older and you've not had this inoculation, then they're going to charge you. They're going to charge you to the tune of about $113, which is about 100 of theirs. Now, if you remember, this is the same country that back in 2015-16 went absolutely belly up. And to the gentleman's point, Joe, or somebody mentioned banking, they were not able to get any of their money. There were long lines standing outside of the ATM machines there in Greece, which happens to be, or at that point, was a very big tourist place. One of the islands that have a lot of tourism. Well, people weren't able to get their money out. And right now, it would seem like this is going to prevent a lot of people from doing a lot of stuff. But in any case, what do you all think about Greece deciding that if the 60-year-olds or older do not have this injection, that they're not going to be able to do anything but give them $113? They have hardly no money. a lot of the people there on those islands are really, really poor. They've actually gone over to crypto for their monies, but not everybody has the money. What do you think about that?
Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay. One, I know they were saying that they're taking up the same tactics that they did with those so-called Jews in Israel right now. So from the information that, you know, I've received, that I've reviewed, that I've seen, you know, that's one of the things that they're doing. And you can see it through what you're saying. So, yes. Now, when it comes to the mark of the beast, I feel like personally, yes. And when you look at how everything has been disclosed to us and how fast it is being disclosed to us, it's like, yes. But see, the thing of the, this is the point that I want people to look at. Kamala Harris. Yes, we all know she fit the description. But if you notice, though, she's the one getting ready to run next year. Well, in 2024 or whatever. So she's going to run.
Have they confirmed that yet, though?
Yes.
Has that been confirmed?
Yes.
Okay, so that's been confirmed. Okay.
Yes. So she's, and not only that, though, it came out of her mouth. You know, she said, well, if she didn't win, and, you know, Biden didn't take her up this presidency. Remember, she said she would run in 2024. She said mm-hmm. she would do whatever it takes to keep Trump out of office.
Well, she got she got another thing coming. If she thinks she can do that.
And, you know, but so they see that. Now, when we're talking about the tribulation, now, I thought the 7 years started after, you know, the people had got their reparations. So I'm still kind of confused about, you know, that in that whole 7 year thing. And I'm trying to, you know, bring it back and I'm looking. So with that, I can't really say anything because, you know, that's where my mind was with that. Now, again, no matter, you know, how we look at this, it's going to come a time, you know, us as a people, we're going to have to separate and we're going to have to say, okay, look, we're going to have to fight because no matter what, when and even when you look at crypto and all of that, you know, you got the Rockefellers and all that, they're not going to allow that to take place without their
hands
being in
it. Well, the crypto is them. I know a lot of people don't understand this, but you're not going to have any moving money. No money is going to move without those cats. So that's them.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. But at the same time, though, you know, it's kind of like how the mafia or cartels is. You can't one cartel ain't gonna let because you know they're all in a game and they're all in a circle. But their whole point is to cause enough terror within the people to keep the people from uprising. And that's what they're doing. But the problem is that they left America and they left us wide open because they took all those manufacturing jobs and all those other things, and they took those overseas. But what they tried to do was come back, though, with policies and all that old other stuff to keep
mm-hmm.
the people from on this side actually, you know, doing that. But it's going to
mm-hmm.
come a time where the people going to say, you know, we got to say, fuck y'all. We got to say, fuck y'all, and we got to do what we got to do because this is the only way we going to maintain. And
so let me
no
ask
matter
you a question.
What,
does mm-hmm. everybody think that this may be headed to a civil war?
That's where it's going. That's where they're pushing it to. You ain't
mm-hmm.
going to be able to kill off. They already see the coronavirus ain't going to be able to kill off as much people as they need it to be. So
mm-hmm.
where does the terror comes from? The terror comes from actual people, you know, killing other people and all that on a massive level. So you
mm-hmm.
need some type of war. You need some type of – that's why what the Democrats call it push back or whatever the case may be. But they ain't pushing back. They just trying to provoke something so that way they can do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you say to that, Frank?
I agree. And, you know, it possibly could be a civil war, but, you know, this stuff is all by design. And we just got to look at it like that. It's all by design.
Yeah. Yeah, it most assuredly is by design, and to that point, it appears to me that the only way that anything is going to change is that if everybody, like the young gentleman just said, if everybody drops the color lines and just fights as a whole or gets together as a whole body, is the only way that it's going to work. And then it would appear that based on what he just said, get together as a whole and then go on back to your neutral corners. And put things right is what it sounds like to me, because I'm a person that believes, you know, leave folks alone. Let them be who they want to be. Let them be over there in their corner minding their own business. I've always been of that mind. You know what I mean? I've never been the type of person to want everybody to all be together, because not everybody together gonna get along. Not everybody has the exact same mindset. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and that's just how I feel. That's just the way that I see it. I just don't see it as, you know, a bunch of folks, you know, all getting along at the same time, you know, kumbaya type of moment. I just don't. I feel like, go ahead.
I'm sorry about that, but you know, if Kamala Harris actually runs, man, I know. I mean, I'm gonna keep it real, man. I'm not trying to, like, you know, say be negative or nothing like that. But if Kamala Harris runs, I know a lot of so-called black people are gonna vote for her, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Men from women, men to women. You know what I'm saying? I know her approval rating is down, but people are really still gonna vote for her. It's just the symbolism. You see what I'm saying? And the gesture of them doing it. That's all. You see what I'm saying? And the crazy thing about it is she's a chameleon, because she could switch from Asian to black or whatever she wants, or any ethnicity, anytime she wants, whenever it's convenient. And see, it's sad that people, you know, a lot of our people don't see that. You see what I'm saying? And the fact that they were just, you know, being used for symbolism. It's like, you know, kind of like Obama 2.0 type. I mean, I just think that'd be horrible, man. And see, they're trying to say her and Michelle Obama are going to be on the ticket or something like that. It's just, you know. Honestly, man, I wouldn't vote for either one, man. I'm sorry, the voting. I'm just done with the voting. But even if I was, you know, still voting and still had some, you know, enthusiasm about it, I wouldn't vote for neither one. I'm sorry, I couldn't do it. You know, I'm not gonna just vote for you because you're black, or vote for you because you was Obama's wife, or this and that, or you know, this or that. Because you know, it's all about policy.
But it appears
at the end of the
that
day,
they
man.
Think we're that stupid. They think we're that stupid.
Yeah. It's all about policy to me, though. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, man, what are you going to do? What have you done? You see what I'm saying? And, you know, like Janet Jackson, what have you done lately? When it comes down to Obama, that's what I'm asking. You know, when it comes down to Obama, I'm asking, what have you done? You haven't done nothing. And you retract and you said that, you know, you wish you could have done more, but woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, that's too late. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We always shoulda, coulda in our lives, but that's not the same as actually doing. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I have to agree to that. Let's look at another bit of the news. Now, the Omicron variant, the scientists that work on with COVID-19, allegedly found this in South Africa this year. But I remember seeing a document, I think I may have passed it to a couple of people, that showed it was found in July of this year. So somebody seems to feel like, well, it looks like it may be just in time for Christmas. Any thoughts on that? I'm going to give my
There's a movie. There's a
Go
movie
ahead, there's
about
a movie.
It. So that lets you know
everything
right there. Oh, you mean the
1965
right
movie, the old movie. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah, and then, you know, it's about the same thing about, you know, basically, you know, aliens or something like that taking over your DNA. Just like, you know, Transformers, Transformers 4 has something mentioned, you know, having nanotechnology. Basically, the tech company made some nanotechnology that basically transformed the Decepticons' DNA and made them transform at their will. You see what I'm saying? It's to where the big tech company could control the Decepticons. It's the same kind of – these people really give you the truth in the movies, and they give you the BS on the news. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With the place that you think that is really giving you the truth serum, which is the news, and any kind of, you know, daily news broadcast or nightly news broadcast is really giving you the falsehood and the fake farces, versus the movies
man,
are really
so
giving
funny
you.
As shit, man.
You know that.
Hey,
that's all
I'm
that is.
I'm the last Transformer, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or is it a Unicron or Omicron, whatever. It's the same type of shit, though. It's the same thing. One is Una means one, and Omni means two. You see what I'm saying? I mean, we got to go deep into the Greek alphabet too, or letters. Excuse me, too, with that too. You see what I'm saying? How you said it, you know, from Mu to you some Delta. To Mu, it just had to switch. They couldn't go to Omega because Omega would have been a little bit too obvious. So they switched it up and went to Omni. See, these people, they think they're slick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go ahead. They think they're slick.
They think they're slick. But, I mean, honestly, I can kind of see how they could pull this off because the majority of people still really believe that this is going on right now. You know, isn't the Matrix 3 coming out too? Or the Matrix 4?
Well,
that's
what I was about to ask you. What were the two letters directly ahead of the Omicron, right before the O? What were the two letters that they jumped? Didn't they jump a couple of letters?
Let me see. I know for sure N, right?
Take a second and look into that for us so that we can look at that, because I know that the scripture for Exodus, I believe it's Exodus 3 or Exodus 6. Mm-hmm. Exodus 3:4, it means the one who is, the one who was, one who is or one
right.
who was. And so, yeah, biblically, we already know what they're doing. They're using our timetable as it relates to the Bible to
mm-hmm.
sort of shift everything to go in their direction. And to Victor's point mm-hmm. from earlier, that's why I think, yes, they've speeded things up a little bit. I think that they're trying to speed things up. Just the mere fact that they jumped two letters to get directly to this one, maybe it means somebody, you know, foiled what they had going on. And maybe they feel like they got to hurry it up.
Well, it's because when you look at it, we just going to stay on this line where y'all talking about. But we're going to look at it from the scripture point of, and we're going to look at the Nephilim. See, their whole thing is to start the council and to be over the council that we were supposed to be. So the thing about it is they see that black people, they're starting to get it and they're starting to understand it. They know that without the black people in this side, in America, in the United States, standing up and claiming it, they can't do what they want to do. And what they want to do started with that temple. That one world thing, that's what all of this is leading up to, and that's what it is. And the only way that they can truly come into doing what they want to do is the Antichrist. But we all know that is going to be them aligning with the Antichrist. Now, what does the United States have to do with it? It's because they're going to open up the doors for the mass killings and stuff. But the problem that they're having is that if we acknowledge our counsel, we could do the same thing that they did. And that's what the Bible was telling us. So that's why when you look at the 144,000, see, everybody's going to be put in their place, right? But when you look at the 144,000, the 144,000 is supposed to go to the safe place, because that's where the 144,000 will do their ruling from. They won't be here in the United States. They'll be over there ruling. So now that they see that, wait a minute, the people, if they do this, they could come over here, they could get this land, and they could be like this. But the promised land is Israel, but Israel is supposed to be destroyed before we even get to the promised land. So our promised land is the safe zone. And this is what we as black people haven't figured out yet. But this is what they're putting their plans is, and that is to rule from Israel.
and that will establish Edom. Right now, Edom hasn't been established, but Edom is establishing themselves with that third temple, and that's what we all overlook as a society. We didn't see that because they was mad about, let's get Trump out of office, let's get Trump out of office, and we fell short to see their move. And this is the same thing that Biden and all of them, that's why when you see Biden, he cowers down. He quiets up because he knows. See, because he had Israel talking bad about him. That's when all of a sudden he disappeared, or all of a sudden now he's got amnesia. And now they're talking about the body double. Yeah, this is what it all stems down to. And this is the One World Organization. And they want to rule everything, but they can't, because they see if we as black people stand up, we'll have a stronger hold. Because when black people stand up, it seems like everybody else is standing against us. But this time around, they know all other race that consider themselves Christians and all of this, they have to identify with Judah, Levi, and Benjamin, which established a greater covenant than what these folks over here in Israel have.
Wow. Okay. All right. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Now, what does anybody else have anything to chime in on that right before we go to the next topic? Because that was a lot of information. And whoa, that was good. Anybody else have anything else that they want to chime in before we go on to the next one?
Okay, so is it new and I? That's the
okay.
The Omicron.
So, what does the I look like? Is it an I or is it another letter? How does it look?
It's actually an X and an X and an I, like. It's weird. I don't know. I don't really do the Greek letters like that. I'm not really.
So
you know
if we
saying,
were to
but,
put, so if we were to say that, how would it sound if you were to pronounce the first letter you found, the second letter you found, and the third letter they're using now? How would that sound?
New I.
Would it?
Mm-hmm. New I. Or no. Or right.
N would be the N sound, correct?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then if you put the next sound, the I and the O together, what does it say?
New. So,
if you just pronounce the N, like N, ni, uh-huh. Right? N-I N-I together is ni, right?
Mm-hmm.
N-I is knee. And what's the third letter, the one that they decided to use?
Neo, right? Neo.
Neo.
Mm.
And what did you just say, which is the reason why we got on this topic?
I brought up Matrix earlier, the Matrix 4, but the
right
New
there.
World Order, right?
No. Stop it right there. You just said Neo. You just said the Matrix.
Yeah, this is the Matrix right here we're in and stuff anyway.
So that was my point, was that if you take those two missing letters and put it with the one that they decided to jump to, they're saying something to you. They're telling you something. Yeah, they're telling you something. We're going into the age of Aquarius right now. If you look at the actual chart of this planet, you know, the Father tells us to keep our eyes looking up. They got something about all of this. There's something in every inch of this stuff that's being said. But what my process of thought was that everybody together as a group of humans, as the human race. And that's the irony, is that at this juncture in our lives, we're actually able to see that there is only one race, and that's the human race, and that there is no them for us. There's nobody up there for us. The only somebody that is we always say the justice piece. We already talk about justice. We want justice. We want justice. But as we as a human race look at it, we can see that coming from this world system, there is no justice, the human race. And so to the young man's point that was, you know, speaking of, hey, we all get together, and then after we get together, we can all go back to our own respective joints. I submit that if that were to happen in a beautiful world, that no one have any complaint about people staying where they want to stay and being where they feel safe. I believe that a lot of the problems, if we want to use the ethnicity as a topic, and I'm going to say this, and you guys can all chime in and let me know what you think. You can say I don't agree with you. You can say I do agree with you, or you can say, it's something to ponder. I believe that if we want to use, you know, an ethnicity, let's use the natives or the African Americans. Let's use that term because that's the term that Jesse Jackson gave to us, even though it's not the one we all subscribe to. We were okay minding our own business in our own communities the same way that we have other communities that right now that are thriving. They mind their own business and they go and come and they just like to stay with themselves. Case in point, in California, when I was a young woman, young girl as well, we had a little part of the town called Chinatown. We didn't mind going to Chinatown to purchase the things that we needed from Chinatown, whether it be their specific foods or maybe some of their herbs or some of the roots that they had in some of their stores. And they didn't mind selling it to us. We went on back to our respective neighborhoods and we were cool. When you're in other places, there's Little Havana. There's Little Havana in Florida. There's Little Havana in several other little spots, New York, as a matter of fact. There's these little areas that people who are like one another get together and hang out. There was only a problem when people who look like the preponderance of the callers and myself decided that they just had to have what somebody else had. That's when our issues started. Last night I was listening to Frank Nitti's podcast. I believe it was last night. And they were talking about why was it that, could have been yesterday, early morning, I believe. Why was it that the black woman just had to get along with this BLM stuff? Why was it that the black woman always wants to say that she wants equal rights and all these other things? That if Black Lives Matter, he says, then why are more black women, and I'm paraphrasing here, the ones that are laying up on these tables and getting their life sucked out of them, getting these abortions? Well, I submit that it's because they were led astray by pie-in-the-sky mindset, snake oil salesmen that came through communities after some of our communities were ransacked and disbanded, and we wanted to be like them. Now, there's a problem when you want to be like them. The book of Joel, I believe the third chapter, somewhere around the 15th, 16th verse, it talks about how those who were captured were led captive, and they were led captive, and the Grecians were who were over them. They swayed to all that the Grecians said. By they, I mean those who were the chosen, were swayed by what the Grecians said. And it's like that anytime you take a group of people and you put them in a, quote, slave mind mentality, they want to become like them that have captured them. We didn't have any issues until we wanted to give up our own bus line to ride on somebody else's. We didn't have our issues until we wanted to go and dibble-dabble in other folks' business. Listen, it's a very hard pill to swallow when you're thinking about what I'm sharing. It's a very difficult pill to swallow. It's a difficult pill to swallow because we've been fed the story that says we should all blend together. Here's the deal. Right now, we need to all blend together to prevent us from having this happen on a civil platform, in a civil way. And when I say civil, I don't mean be nice, be gentle. I'm saying together we need to deal with this civilly. Follow what I just said. And then after that,
good point.
How about after that, we just all get together and go mind our own business? What's the problem? See, here's the deal. Right now, we don't have a Mexico to run to. So it would behoove us to line our alignment up with people who don't look like us that have the same ideal and the same mindset of freedom that we have. What is the problem with lining up and aligning ourselves right now with somebody who may be from Italy, with an Italian American, with a white American, with a Grecian American, with a Korean American? If we all got the same mindset, what is the problem with finally coming together as the human race, standing against quote-unquote tyranny, fighting for our freedoms and then undoing everything that they've done to keep us separated and literally separate? Why? Because right now, black folks don't have no co-ops. And if they do, they're few and in between. Right now, you cannot go into any black community. Well, because we've assimilated so much that we don't have one. We like to talk about other cultures that believe in prepping. And I say we loosely, not necessarily meaning everyone in this call. But the majority of us have been told that it's a crazy thing to go out and prep. It's a crazy thing to go out and grow your own fruits and vegetables, albeit there are more of us who are doing it now than have been in the past. But we have been laughing at other cultures that got it all together on this. I submit that I have a lot of friends who are white friends, who are Asian friends, who are Hispanic friends, and I love them and they love me. And if they need something, they can call me, and vice versa. I think part of our issue is that we don't understand that it's okay to be friends and to love one another. But what is the problem with having your own community? We don't have one now, which is the reason why we are running around like bugs with the lights that just got cut on. We don't have a community for us to band together and say, hey, who knows how to grow fruits and vegetables? Who knows how to do the plumbing? Who knows how to do this and that? And we're all on one block, or we're all in one community. Listen, the bad part is we've got groups of people who are impoverished in lower income communities, and none of them can band together right now to do anything. They don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. So I submit that if we all band together with the human race to get this thing done, that after that, we learn from what we didn't do, and we get it together. 714-603, I see that your hand is up. If anyone else wants to chime in, you are welcome to.
No, I agree, but I think we got to aggregate our money first as so-called black people, you know what I'm saying, first, and kind of learn how to work together, because before the so-called integration, when segregation, we was moving as a unit, and we, you know what I'm saying, we was working together and actually had, you know, more banks and more establishment than a lot of these other people, you see what I'm saying, and businesses and stuff like that than some of these other people. So I think we just really got to get our money and learn how to work together first before we could even start with other groups, you see what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I mean, I see what
I
you're saying,
so.
Too, because it's frustrating. It's frustrating with our people, though, too. You know, I feel you, because we're hard-headed, you see what I'm saying? And we're not trying to do that. We're comfortable being in this mind state. You see what I'm saying? This, like, sunken place kind of mind state that we're in. You see what I'm saying? So it's a catch-22 with that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? A dual coin mm-hmm. is a dual coin to that right there. And, you know, I agree with you 100%, but we got to, you know what I'm saying? If we're not willing to work together, maybe we need to try to find some other means and try to work with other people too, though. So I look at both from both angles, but we definitely mm-hmm. got to learn how to work together first, man, and aggregate our money and stuff like that. And, you know, these black misleaders, instead of you talk, you know, these black leaders are leading us down a damn rabbit hole. You see what I'm saying? While a snake
mm-hmm.
is coming to chase us. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
that's all that is, man. You know, and they keep
doing it.
You know, they're using.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I do. I just feel like, yes, and hold on, caller 972-388. How are you? What have you got to say on the topic?
Peace. How you doing, Ms. Lockhart? It's Mr.
Wonderful,
Jack. How you doing?
Wonderful. Welcome.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, man. My first time tuning in, man. Catching you when you're live.
Big Shaq. Big Shaq.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Jack,
I'm
how are
you, man? Tuning in. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just supporting you, man. Supporting your platform.
Oh, I'm glad you are.
I'm
glad
you
are.
Doing.
Well, right now, we're having a very good conversation, and I think that it was sparked from, I believe, the caller from 210. I think 210, if you don't mind sharing your first name, you don't have to share your last name, but a caller from the, what
is
it?
It's Robert. It's from Robert from Texas, San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robert
Phillips.
I thought
yeah,
that was
this
Robert.
Robert.
What's
yeah.
up, Rob?
Well, he came from
Tilly, what's up with you, baby?
He came from the Hebrew Israelite direction, and based on that direction is where we were talking about specifically understanding that even though you want to be a part of your own thing at this point, you know, it may be good to just figure, since you don't have a community, you better hit your wagon with somebody who has the same mindset, and then once we all fight to get it done, then you go on do your thing. What else would you like to add to that, Robert? Go on ahead and finish chatting with us.
Well, what I would like to add to that is that's what I was saying, and that's what the 144,000 is about. It is about, you know, collecting us as a whole first, and then understanding, like, we sitting down and we're like, okay, well, how can we help our community first? Then, as once we sit down and we establish that, then we can come out and we can look to the other race and draw them in, and you know, they can be a part of this 144,000. Because when you look at the 144,000, you got political. So you're going to have 144,000 politically, but then you got to have the 144,000 that can protect the 144,000 politically. And you have, protected. Yeah.
Guns. Okay. So, yeah. So there is protection. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Security. So that's how it is supposed to be. So when you line up, okay, so you got Levi, he's supposed to be, he's supposed to be the speaker. He's supposed to be a good speaker. He's supposed to be able to follow politics. He's supposed to be able to do all of this, right? And this is identifying the people. So when you take it from that, when you look at Judah just like arguing. Judah just like being, hey, we muscles. You know, if you step out of line, we can do this. But the cool thing about Judah is Judah could drop in Benjamin whenever he gets ready to. He can always, what they really hate, this is not being negative, but when they look at it, don't nobody want to be subjugated to nobody. But Benjamin has always been subjugated because when you look at them, they never had a king, and the only king came from Judah. But each of them have their own 144,000. So each of them could have their own king or their own president.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What do you mean each of them have their own 144,000? I'm kind of I'm sorry, Robert. It's been a long time since I heard from you. It's always good to hear from you, brother. But I'm kind of lost with this 100.
I'm with Victor
about each of them. With this 144,000.
Okay. See, when you look at the 144,000, right? The whole thing with the 144,000 was they're supposed to line up, and then they're supposed to go back to our own people, which is our own group, and bring them back to him. But the only way you can do that is now when you look at it politically. There's a structure there. So you're going to always need political. You're going to always need financial. Financial is your defense. That's your fight. That's your protection. And you see, so when you line them up with the groups, all groups are supposed to have 144,000 that is supposed to stand up on it. That's where you get your body and your group of people. With your same mindset of moving in the same direction for the same mission. Now you see your troops. And so this is all that the Bible was instating. So once you establish that over here in the United States, then you could establish that in Africa
And then once you establish that in Africa, now you got an army to fight for you, but not only fight for you, but to work for you. So we could minimize the same tactics that they are using for us, which is numbers. That's what the Democrats use versus, you know, the money. Republicans use their money to move everything, while Democrats move the body to move in the direction that they want it to do. So if they line up together, this is why independents, or, you know, everybody stuck in between, this is why their votes don't matter. But to overcome that, this is how you overcome that. And it's the same strategy. So that's what the 144,000 is supposed to establish. But these white folks over here, they understand that. So this is why they move in the direction that they move with us. And this is why we lose out, because we don't know how to draw the small amount of people, but the biggest amount of people. So it's small. We small when we start off, but that small gathers the flock. It gathers the rest of them. That's why that's why when I say they recognize Judah and Levi, but you don't hear nothing from Benjamin, because Benjamin is intermixing. He's the one that is shifting the votes. He's the one that is working with all the other groups, which would be your Democrats and your Republicans. So if you bring Benjamin back into the fold, now you see how black people were able back in the days to get what they were getting. That's what they forgot.
Very good. Very interesting perspective you take there. That's very, very interesting. I'm glad you shared that way. I think what Victor was asking was what I was talking about when I said I was with Victor, and that is the king part, the kingship part. The kingship part.
Okay, the kingship part is just like when you have an organization, right? In your organization, when that's the 501c3s and all of that, right? To function properly, to get it to where, okay, you have one you got this one person. This one person in these organizations, he has the most influence because he has the most money. He spends the most money in this. Well, what the president does is the president can stop that. The president can say, no, wait a minute, let me bring this to, you know, the established group, which is the 501c3, which is the nonprofit side, and talk to them and talk to them how, you know, they could go out in the community or whatever mission that it is, with whether it's to spend the most or the least, or, you know, whatever it is to take care of that project. So that's why within all of them, within Benjamin, Judah, and Levi, you need a president. But the presidents, they're subjugated to themselves, but not only to themselves, but to the people. So it's not,
Let me ask you this. Following what you mentioned, Levi, Benjamin, and Judah. What about the other nine tribes?
That's what I was saying in Africa, because the rest of them is over there in Africa. But the thing is, they come from Africa over here to the United States, and they mix and they mingle with us as well. But they don't know who they are in Africa. They tell us that we don't know who we are here, and we're saying the same thing to them over there. But in reality, we know who is who. It just Africa hasn't established theirs. But Africa is waiting for us to establish us, because once they see us, and they're reading the same information that we're reading and understanding, now they can capitalize on it. And they can be like, oh, wait a minute, it's talking about us. Oh, okay, so if we do it this way. Now they got the same blueprint. And when we come together as a whole, that's what they're scared of, because now we could run Africa.
So let me ask you a question. So are you talking specifically about when Yah brings all of his people together, or are you speaking of the awakening of each tribe of all of the people? I'm going to separate out the 144,000 for just a second, because I understand that in a different way. But are you saying that, so that I get it and that we all understand, so we can put things in context, what you're basically saying is that as the awakening happens, all groups are beginning to understand who they are. Is that the first part? And now the second part to that. Is that the first part?
Yes.
Is that,
the awakening is Benjamin and Levi. They already know who they are. The only one that don't know who he is Benjamin, and that's why you don't hear nothing from Benjamin, but you get the Hebrew Israelites, you get everybody who believes that perspective, and then you got the Nation of Islam and all of that. They believe in that Levi's perspective,
but we're not intermingling Ishmael with Yasharal, correct? Okay. And so then the second thing, which would be the Nation of Islam, that would be Ishmael. Okay, so we're not intermingling them, because that's a totally different, that literally is a totally different God. I mean, it literally is. As a matter of fact, they have the exact same God that Christians do, if you break it down and do the study without argument. And when I say that,
Hold on.
Let me get Victor's input. Victor, go ahead.
Yeah, because what you just said, you're going to have to kind of explain.
I will.
Because one of the things that, you know, I was trying to figure out as far as what Robert was saying, that I understand that 12 tribes and those who are called out of the Nation of Israel, the Hebrews, Jews, however you want to categorize, at this point in time, these folks have no clue what tribe they belong to right now, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
That won't be revealed until later on, before the culmination of all things, when this world system is done, and that'll be within that 7-year tribulation period, in which they will recognize each one tribe, each individual will recognize the tribe
already
that they came.
Let me say this, because I don't know whether anybody really watches my show, but my brother and I go through this extensively. What's going on right now is that the tribes are already awakening. They are awakening right now. So the tribes are awakening. They're coming into the knowledge. And to your point, Victor, they may not know which specific tribe they are, but they are awakening to the point that they do know that they are Yasharal. And right now,
I'm sorry. I was just saying that they all, you know, that awakening also is to what is actually happening in the world, because a lot of this stuff, is a part of biblical prophecy.
Yes.
So there is an awakening, and the one thing that people always refer to is Revelation chapter 13 with the mark of the beast, where we are now.
Right.
So,
and you know what? It's ironic you would even mention Revelation right now, because in our study where my brother and I were studying earlier, and again, here's what I always recommend. Anything I say, please, you guys, don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. Keep your mind wide and open. Okay? You can hold on to your beliefs, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to hold on to your belief, no matter who's listening. Hold on to what you believe, because that's really, at the end of the day, all you personally have. But listen to what I'm saying, and then go study it out. I want to be proven incorrect, but I want to be proven incorrect if we're talking about biblical, biblically. If we're talking about political, politically. If we're talking about newsprint, in print. I want to be proven incorrect by the same way that I meet it out. So when I look at the Bible, I look at the Bible as a book of Yasharal, but I do not look at the New Testament. Let me speak. I do not look at the New Testament in the same way that other people do, and here's why. Take my here's why and write those notes so that you can study me out and prove me wrong. When I look at the Old Testament, I see everything clearly. As a matter of fact, when I look at the Old Testament, I don't ever even need to crack open the New Testament. Do you know why? Because I understand that there was a group, a family, that hired Hebrew scribes to inject themselves into this quote-unquote new, the Romans, the Grecians, all of them. When I look at the Flavians, and I've mentioned them before because I have great disdain for their things that they did, I look at the father and those two sons, and I look at all of them that followed after them and try to mirror themselves to include Constantine, and you can't just use his name. You really got to check that dude out. You really got to sit down, take a week or a weekend, and just study that cat out and how tactfully he mastered the things that he did. When I look at the book of Joel, which is where my brother and I were studying from earlier today, Joel 3, Joel 2, you don't even need to go to the New Testament. If you go check out Daniel 9, if you go check out Ezekiel, you ain't even got to go no further. Here's the part that gets me. When I go to Joel 3, I'm shaken. When I go to Joel 2 and 3, I'm literally like, yikes, ouch, whoa, what? Then when I go over to Revelation, it's the same reverence and respect, but it don't hit me the way it hits you over there in that Old Testament. Many years as a person who went to Crenshaw Christian Center as a young woman, as a young girl from 1976 all the way up, all the way through Bible college, literally sitting at the pastor's seat in Bible school that was the Dr. Price, that was the pastor of that church that I grew up in. I literally, on my Wednesday class with him as our professor, I literally sat 3 feet away from him. So I was literally at his feet from 76 all the way up. What I'm saying is I know how to study. But the studies that I had was for such a time as this. And I didn't put the pieces together. I will guarantee you that if you go back and you simply bathe yourself in Ezekiel, get yourself your concordance, get yourself your Bible dictionary, make sure that you understand to get an interlinear, and you can do that on BibleHub.com. Hit the INT button. My brother taught me how to do this very well. You hit that INT button, and whatever chapter that you're in the Old Testament, it's going to break it all down for you. It'll open up just like a, pardon the pun, a scroll. When you do that, it will take you to another place. And it won't take you to some foreign place. It'll take you to a place you've already known in your spirit. When the Ruach brings something to you and it is true, you cannot be disputed. No one can take you off of that. So I say all that to say this. When we utilize the 3.5-year reign, because ironically, again, we were just talking about this, from a Roman or a Grecian standpoint, then it adds some confusion to us. Because we're trying to pinpoint, based on a Flavian mindset, that 3.5-year reign, what the mark is and what it isn't. And I submit that if you all go to Joel, if you go to Ezekiel, if you go to Daniel, you will see exactly where we are. And if you go to Leviticus 23 and you start going outside looking up in the sky every now and again, it's really going to blow your top.
Well, and that's true. I don't disagree with you. Not one.
And I was not disagreeing with you either. No, I wasn't disagreeing with you. I was just sharing that.
Right. That, and that's fine. And, but, you know, when we look at the prophecies from the Old Testament, we got to understand we're not in the dispensation because it was two dispensations. And we're in this particular dispensation, which we call the, from the Christian, Judeo-Christian perspective, the church age, and which means that we are currently living in that time, as I stated earlier, between the 69th and the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel. Because remember, he told Daniel that 70 weeks was determined upon thy people. The 69th week ended at the crucifixion, burial, resurrection of our Lord, which then opened the door.
That's the part that I want you to go back and look at, because as far as the dispensations are concerned, they were broken down into several pieces, and under the Christian or Judeo-Christian, as you stated, we are now currently coming out of and in, we are in their dispensation, which is the dispensation they call grace. Specific dispensation that we're now in is called the dispensation of grace. If you go by, you know, if you go by their own meaning, I think to put a button in it, it is very, very imperative for all the men that are on this line. We women, children, need you all. We need you guys to be so sharp with it that can't nobody bother none of your seed, none of your children, none of your wives, none of your households, none of your communities. And so we need y'all to pull away and empty out everything you thought you knew. We need you to do this. We need you because you guys are alphas. You are strong. You are in and of itself what strength is. I need you, Victor. Yes. And I need Shaq, to pour it all out. Oh. And after you pour it all out, I need you guys to start to study, to show yourself approved. Because if you begin to rightly divide, but let's stop right there, Victor, rightly dividing the word of truth. You may want to scratch your head. People say, how could you rightly divide truth? Because if you do, it will take you right back to the beginning. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Victor.
Anybody have any information?
Because I'm gonna have to make another call. Then I'm gonna go ahead.
No, Victor.
Because this
on,
is very interesting, Felicia. Because I really love your perspective. And you know, me and Shaq and Bernard talk about this stuff all the time, and Frank too. You know, we talk about this stuff all the time. And I think that and the way I see it, the way I've studied it, I may not have did. And I acknowledge that I haven't gone into the Greek, learning the Greek languages and things of that nature. But what one thing I will say is this: if you can't depart, you can't separate the Old and the New Testament because they're one and the same. We're watching the nation that has rejected their Messiah being prepared for this end, being prepared for this 70th week to embark upon them, which our Lord stated that it's going to be a time like they've never seen, the world has never seen before and will never ever see again. And this is where, and this is where we are. The Christian church, the pastors, and this is why I understand why so many people are very critical.
Oh,
because
Lord.
it has bastardized, in my opinion, the word of God. It's entertainment. It's symbolism.
Just call it what it is, Victor. They copyrighted it. Just call it what it is. Just don't sugarcoat it.
But I'm not sugarcoating anything. I'm saying that these folks have misrepresented, you know, God's word by not standing up, because we're supposed to be grounded and rooted. We're supposed to be by those trees, be like those trees planted by the rivers of water, grounded and rooted. And basically we're not, because we have gone by every, we have been blown through and tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, because the people they don't read, they don't know for themselves, they don't study, and there's always an opportunity, you know, we ought to always take that opportunity to go much, much, much more deeper. But there are things that are very plain and clear to me. You know, Paul wrote about it, Jude wrote about it, Peter wrote about it, the 12 men that our Lord selected to reach out to the Gentile nations, because his people reject. And so now, if you're going to claim that status, you need to recognize everything that Daniel, Ezekiel are talking about, the book of Revelation are talking about, those are for you. Because one way or the other, he set this time, this 70th week, which we're getting ready to be embarked upon, specifically for the restoration of the nation, of Hebrews, Jews, Israelites. But I would love to continue this conversation, but I was summoned to call somebody about 2 hours ago, and I told him I was going to call him once I left work. But much love to you, my beloved sister. You're doing such a beautiful job.
I appreciate you.
I see why so many of us men follow you, because, you know, you have a very good perspective, and you are calling us out to stand like we're supposed to.
I need you to stand.
And I appreciate that, because that's what we're supposed to do. You know,
thank you. I'm glad you're here.
People. Yeah, let me say this and then I'm gone.
Yeah.
I had to correct the young lady who was conducting a Sunday school class. She opened the book of Exodus, and she talked about how what the scripture says, since the new Pharaoh knew not Moses, but Joseph, I forget, can't quite remember who it was. The knew not Joseph, I believe it was. He said, what did they do? He called for the slaughtering of the first male child. Okay. And I forget exactly what perspective she gave as to why that was. Shiphrah and Puah was called to kill the male child. And I told her, and I said, no. Whatever her reasoning was, I said, no. I said, if you read it carefully, they were doing that because they did not want the men to come together and rise up and take over Pharaoh. The scripture made it very clear. He saw that there was all these people, all these Hebrews there. He said, uh-oh, they might join enemies and overtake them. So this is why they had to slaughter the male child. So what I'm saying is, you are exactly right, that we as men have to take our position that we were called to take. And we have failed. So this is why women like you have to take the lead in some of these things.
I don't want to take the lead. I'd like to sit in the back sometime and just ride.
No, because we put in a position where it's all hands on deck. I keep saying that. We cannot keep going.
I don't want my hands on
the same way we've been going.
At this point, it's got to be all hands on deck. Okay.
At this point, it's got to be all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And not on your knees,
like you said, the man do have to take the lead, but the women definitely have to be in position.
Okay.
And ready to react. You know what I mean?
Let me say this, and this is what my mother told me, you know, the other day. And honestly, I think it appears to be true to a certain extent, but men listen to women like women listen to men. So we need each other. So both of us have to stand on it. Because when both of us stand on it, then the kids have to stand up on it. And that means that they have to, honor thou father and thou mother, so that way their ways will be long, or something to that extent. That's what that is stating, and that's what that's saying. So, yes, you're completely right. We just need to... go ahead.
Or just tightening up the links in the chain. That's exactly what we got to do. That's exactly what we got to do.
And this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing now. The problem is the message, like he said, the message needs to be established throughout the world, right? Okay, we got the message, but because, like you said earlier, we have we transgressed against it. You know, we just we ain't got no laws. We ain't got none of this. No. So now we got to come. Actually, the people need to see the people that is not only speaking this but actually doing this. The people need to see these people, and when they see these people, and he's, you know, the Jehovah Witness say door to door, but it ain't right now. We don't have to go door to door because the knowledge, the technology that we have, but we do have to be out in the community displaying this, saying this, and a bigger number, so that way our peoples can get the message that, hey, you know what, you may not be a part of this group or what I would like to say this clique or this mob, you know, or this cartel, don't mean that you don't benefit. But it don't mean that you don't benefit. You do benefit. You just got to get your ass in line so that way when we move to go get the benefits can be established throughout the community.
Well, I'm glad
but
you mentioned
they,
that.
They don't
we
hear
have...
this and they don't see that.
They don't see it. Well, I have my brother, line 757-633, who's on the line. We've got about 12 minutes and 35 seconds of the show left, and I just want to introduce him for a second. Good afternoon, kind sir. How are you, Ronnie?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you. It's good to be here. I've been listening in. I didn't catch the whole thing, but I caught a nice little chunk within, I don't know, half an hour, 35 minutes worth.
Very good.
Pretty interesting things.
Well, you're welcome to chime on in.
I was hoping for clarification, and I think that it might be implied or thought that it was clarified, but I didn't get any clarification out of it at all. When you were referencing, when somebody, please forgive me, whoever it was referencing that each tribe has the 144,000.
Robert is on the line with us, so we've muted three calls. So that I think it's Robert, myself, and you are the only ones that are here. Robert, you're the 210-966, right?
Yes.
Okay, super duper.
Okay.
So Robert, Ronnie,
well,
Ronnie, Robert, the R's.
I was hoping that you misspoke and then you just didn't tighten it up all the way or what have you, I was hoping that I could get you out of hot water. I think you meant to say 12,000 each. From each tribe, which equals 144,000, because if you're saying that there's 144,000 within each tribe, then that's unscriptural completely, and you're establishing your own political party in that regard.
No,
so Robert, I think you meant the 12,000 times each tribe equals the 144, because that's what I was saying. Remember when I said I understand it from a totally different way, and it's 12,000 in each. That's what you meant, correct? You meant the body of the 144, correct?
That's how it starts. But see, they're looking at, see, when we read this and we hear this like this. Okay, no, it starts with us. Then from us, once we collaborate with Africa, that's where there's the thing. We choose, and then he chooses from amongst us, you see? But if we don't stand up and present ourselves like this, then he cannot establish, well, it's not that he can't, because he does. He can do whatever he wants to do, because he is the ruler. But it starts with us, from us, with what you say, the 12. Okay, you could say the 12, but it's going to lead up to 144,000
from each one. Right. So you've got 12 from one tribe, 12 from another tribe, and after all the tribes have been counted, they total, according to the word, 144,000. Is that what you mean? That is what you mean, correct? Because we're trying to follow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
But for us, but for us on this earth, it is 144,000 from each tribe.
Ronnie, I think
that's not
what
scripture
you were
saying.
That's not correct. Okay,
that's
I'm going to bow
not
out
what the scripture says at all. That's not what the scripture says at all. The scripture is saying that there's 12,000 in each tribe, which equals in totality of the 144,000. And then when we do multiply, we multiply as a multitude, as a number that is not mentioned. It's an outrageous number that far surpasses any fathomable number. So
that's why I said he chooses from each of these tribes 12. He does, not
right,
us.
So, mm-hmm.
So
that's
we,
correct.
We,
that's correct.
Robert, that's
we,
correct.
So we come together as 144,000 from each tribe. That's why when you read the scripture, it tells him then he turns back and then he has faith and then he goes back and he chooses Israel again. This is why. So it's 100, us on this earth at this day and time, it is supposed to be us, 144,000 from each tribe, and then from us.
Okay, right.
Okay. When you need to tighten up when you say that, because you're that's misinformation. It's not 144,000 from each tribe. It is 144,000 collectively from all the 12 tribes
that he chooses.
So hold on.
You gotta understand that.
Yeah.
Let me be fair. Let me be fair. I need to introduce my brother.
Yes,
my brother is a Hebrew Israelite. He is of the lineage of Melchizedek, as most will find as they go who they are. So he is a Levite, in other words. He is a teacher. That's what he does. This is what he does. This is who he is. And so I believe what the correction that he is giving you is that you're probably saying what we're saying. And when he used the term tighten up, what he's saying is he needs for you to hone in on this fact that in the inception, there are 12,000 from each tribe. Those numbers, according to the book of Revelation or in any other book, if you decide to go there, it is a total of 144,000. And somebody mentioned earlier the Jehovah's Witness. They have used that number 144,000 incorrectly, as you know, because they say those are the only people that are going to quote unquote one place. So having said that, what Ronnie is saying is, there's the 12,000 each tribe that equal 144,000. Now, if we start from that perspective, Ronnie, pick up from there.
Well, if we're in agreement on that, then I understand exactly what you're saying. I think the misunderstanding is coming when you're saying 144,000, from the tribes, like. You're saying it sounds like you're saying there's 144,000 people in each tribe, and 144,000 times 12 is something else. But if there's 12,000 from each tribe, whom Yah chooses, then that equals in totality 144,000 collectively.
And that's what I was saying. What you just stated, yes, you are correct. Those are the ones that Yahweh himself will choose. But for us on this earth at this day and time, no. Because order for us to get the grace, order for him to take interest in us, he is saying, y'all need to be like this. And remember, what is going on is supposed to be something that has never been done. So y'all got to keep that in mind. When you read the scriptures, he is saying, this time and this area and everything that is going to happen
to us from here to there and all of this, it will be something that we have never seen before, and that is good and bad. And what they haven't seen from us before is 144,000 from each tribe standing
listen
up.
Listen to what you're saying when you say that. Listen to what you're saying, 144,000 from each tribe.
Yes. Yes. Now, that is something different. That is something that has never been done. That has something that has never been spoken mm-hmm. of. That is something that has never – you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back that up scripturally, and I'll see exactly what you're saying. Like, that sounds like
that
an interpretation.
Thinking, though.
No, but see, the forward thinking, and I'm with you on that, but the forward thinking is that there's a multitude. It's not 140. Mm-hmm. So what happens with the 144,000 in first person? What happens then?
You got to understand.
There's a multitude. There's a multitude. There's a multitude that is innumerable.
Yeah.
I think what he's saying is it's going to be trimmed down to the 144. I think that's what he's saying.
That he will choose.
Eventually
get
to that.
Specifically to that will, that he chooses, that he puts on the throne, the 144,000 with they, when he chooses and he established, they will rule with him.
All right. Let me do some math.
But us on this earth, no, we're not ruling with him. We're not doing though. We're trying to get the favor. We're trying to do what you said, the multitude.
We have 2 minutes and 38 seconds. So let me ask you this just for clarification, Robert. I know that Ronnie is doing some math. So let me ask you this. So what you're saying is that as a whole entire body on this planet, out of all of these people, he's going to choose the 144,000.
Yes.
And he's going to choose that total number.
Yes.
But of
from
that
each
number,
tribe.
Baby, I got to ask you this.
Okay. So, if I might interject. So this is what's going on. If there's 144,000 initially, and then he chooses, he chooses that initial 144, and then the new thing that happens is there's going to end up being 144,000 people in each tribe. That is 1,728,000 people, and that's the only people that's going to be in the kingdom. That's a number that is fathomable. That is a number that I can calculate. The number
you gotta remember
is
remember
the number
remember,
is
have
a number that, that
seconds.
Supersedes the number is a number that supersedes the sands of the earth, the sands of the sea, and the stars
the
of the
says.
Sky. And there's
that's
way
the
more
says.
Than
and
a
remember,
million
remember,
728,000.
Listen, remember this. The ones that took the mark of the beast, he said, what? They shall not enter into his kingdom.
Boom. Well, you guys, this computer will shut us off within the next 60 seconds here. And I want
to say to regroup. I would love to at another time.
Well, we can,
hey,
we thank
can y'all
come
y'all
back
time.
Next Friday. We can come back next Friday right here. I'm going to mute everybody. I apologize, guys, because I have to do the adios. We've got 40 seconds left, and I just want to say thank you to everyone who has come out to share with us today. I want to thank all the callers, all the people who were here to have something to say and to give, their insight. We will definitely come back and pick this topic up next Friday. I'm here every Friday at 1 o'clock Central Time. We've got 10 seconds left, so you guys take care and be blessed.
If you're gonna do it, you better do it now. If you gotta find it.
Thank you all for being here. I appreciate you guys.
You better find it now. Yeah. Feel what I feel when I feel.
Hold on, let me close down this chat so that we are good to go. Okay, folks, don't know if anybody else is still here, but thank you so much for tuning in today. We will see you next week right here on the Lockhart Perspective on Blog Talk Radio, 1 p.m. Central. Take care.